I think it's a step forward for the council and for the overall county. It's letting the people know we are open for business, we are open to build dwellings, and we are also keeping rural Ireland open. People are, contrary to what people are thinking, that rural Ireland's been shut down. We have made sure with our policies that people from rural Ireland is going to be able to build in rural Ireland.
One of the biggest debates in the chamber was the suggestion by the OPR that the proportion of homes developed in rural areas be reduced from 25% to 20%. It was made quite clear by all the members they weren't having that.
That was never going to happen, and it's not, hopefully not going to happen going into the future either. We have to protect our rural developers, but we also have to protect the scenic amenities that we have. So in tangent with the planners, we are doing that. We are still looking after our landscape, and we are still allowing the sons and daughters of the landowners to build out in the rural countryside. We're also still allowing economic development in certain parts. We're still allowing the farmers to farm their lands, and we are building up our towns. So we are meeting all the criteria, and we're also looking after our major towns.
There will be reviews over the course of the coming years of the plan, where the plan is, particularly if, as we believe may well be the case, it's extended on to 2030. This could become a 10-year plan. In the event of that happening, we will be seeing reviews, we will be seeing assessments of where we are with the plan.
My opinion, it will be the 10-year plan, as we all know at this stage. We are actually going to have to come back in to vary the plan, because everything that we have been doing is based on a 6-year plan, and our figures are based on 6 years. But that won't be major. We'll come in and we'll do a vary to the plan. And there will be, at that stage, there'll be a few items where we'll be looking to be brought back in to it, you know, the unfinished estates and stuff like that in the rural area. We still need to visit that, but not today. We need to get the plan up and running, because there is development. We need houses, and people are aware of that, but we have the policy that allows people to build in Donegal.